O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
If I climb up to heaven, you are there.
If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. Yesterday I was crucified with Christ. Today I am glorified with him. Yesterday I was dead with Christ. Today I am sharing in his resurrection. Yesterday I was buried with him. Today I am waking with him from the sleep of death.
Verses from Psalm 118.
I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Joyful shouts of salvation sound from the tents of the righteous. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord does mighty deeds. The right hand of the Lord raises up. The right hand of the Lord does mighty deeds. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has punished me sorely, but he has not given me over to death. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I will give thanks to you, for you have become my salvation.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands I saw one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash across his chest. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead, but he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. I was dead, and see, I am alive for ever and ever, and I have the keys of death and of Hades."
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, let us pray to the Lord. We pray for God's grace. Lord, receive our praise.
And hear our prayer.
Lord God, through your grace we are your people. Through your Son you have redeemed us. In your Spirit you have made us your own. We pray for the Church in our own country and across the world. Make our hearts respond to your love. Lord, receive our praise
and hear our prayer.
We pray for the world, for the leaders and the peoples of all nations. Make our lives bear witness to your glory in the world. Lord, receive our praise
and hear our prayer.
We pray for the sick and those in need and all who care for them. Make our wills eager to obey and our hands ready to heal. Lord, receive our praise
and hear our prayer.
We give you thanks for the gifts and blessings you give us day by day. Make our voices one with all your people in heaven and on earth. Let us pray. Christ, yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to you and all ages. To you be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the risen Christ give us his peace.
Alleluia. Amen.